As COVID-19 spreads across the country, the capital region is trying to keep control after a slight uptick in new cases. Hit hard early in the pandemic, Albany County coronavirus cases have tapered off over the last several weeks, attributed to social distancing and mask wearing. But there was a bump in the road to recovery, a July 4 party on Albany's Hudson Avenue. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy.
As of today, there's 241 positive cases of coronavirus in Albany County, 854 people under mandatory quarantine, a total increase of 12 positive cases since yesterday. Among those new positive cases, there are 3 cases involving healthcare workers, 3 positives from today reported traveling outside of state, 2 had close contact to a positive case, and 4 didn't have a clear source of infection yet. We found out that one person previously classified as unknown source of infection has been linked to the Hudson Avenue party. So that brings that total group up to 40 now.
COVID is a very, very difficult and mysterious illness. And we cannot predict, based on who gets infected with COVID, how serious the illness will become.
Albany County Health Commissioner, Dr. Elizabeth Whalen.
It is again incumbent on everyone listening to this message to do the work that they need to do, which is very little, wearing a mask, social distancing, avoiding large gatherings, and washing your hands frequently to prevent this spread and prevent this from going up.
Whalen and McCoy urge young people to get tested, as national numbers indicate the infection is now spreading through younger age demographics. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin says case numbers have been up and down there.
We have had a little bit unfortunate activity at one particular rehab center, nursing home, Riverside, down in Castleton, which is about half of our active cases. We have about 81 active COVID cases right now in a county of 160,000. So even with 81, that's still really, really low number. But about half of those are at one facility. So we're keeping an eye on that. It's not permitted by the county or inspected by the county. That's all state done. So we're kind of pressing the state to make sure they stay on top of things, and I think they are.
McLaughlin says there was one new case overnight.
An 80-year-old lady in Troy, but yet we had 9 clear. So that's kind of a -8 for the day. So we're kind of in that range. We're under 100. The lowest we've been is about 16. And then this is about the highest we've been in a while since, but it just seems to be floating around a little bit. Once we get past this Riverside issue, I think we're going to be back into the 30 to 40 range.
Schenectady County Public Health Services reports 8 new positive cases today, bringing the current lab-confirmed total to 53, with 998 since the pandemic began. 788 people have recovered, while 41 have died. 10% of the 4.3 million people across the U.S. who have tested positive for coronavirus hail from New York State, home to 6% of the nation's population. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.